This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We are looking at our confidence level in the position groups. And I just got to tell you something. My confidence level is high, very low, and then medium. High on the linebackers, high on the defensive backs, high on the offensive line, high on the running backs, high on the wide receivers, high on the quarterbacks. I am low on the special teams, because is Young Wei Koo going to make field goals for us this year?
A great question, and we've talked about, something that you depend on like electricity. You don't think about it until it's out, and that was a guy that's been so money for us, and then last year cost us games. Talked about the Saints game. I'm in my heart of hearts, if you got a regular 100% Young Wei Koo, we win that game against the Commanders.
Mike, we win three games probably, don't we?
All you needed to get to is about the 40, 35-yard line. Panthers could certainly have done that. That's where Coach Ra, in my opinion, mishandled the clock in that one. But that was a big game. That still kept us alive for the playoffs, man.
I know. Maybe I'm over-exaggerating, but as bad as Cousins played, I still feel like there were three games that we could have been in, and maybe one with a Koo field goal if he was 100%. I'm being serious right now. You don't lead the league in missed field goals and tell me you're high on the special teams.
No, you're not. And Lenny Krieg for war. It's a field goal kicker war. I declare a kicker war. Yeah, it's going to be it, man. Lenny Krieg is a guy who's kicked over there in one of those German leagues that the NFL subsidizes, so he's over here to try to win the battle.
Yeah. Outside of that, being serious, guys, I know, and you're saying medium where? Medium on the D-line. Because here's the deal, and Mike has said this, and I'm totally in agreement with him. If this D-line is as good as advertised, then the defense is going to take a real step. I don't care how good the linebackers are. I don't care about how good Xavier Watts is going to be, and I love Xavier Watts. Mm-hmm. I don't care about what you've done with free agency, like the draft and Jalen Walker. The D-line right now, I'm not as high because they got to go prove it.
Right.
Offensive line has been one of the best offensive lines in the league for the last 2 years. Come on, man. Bijan, our running game, stop. I mean, like the wide receivers, I'm high on. That is where I'm medium right now. I'm not going to say low, but I'm medium on the D-line, Mike, because the D-line is going to be key.
Right. And again, this is why, we focus so much on what we did in this year's draft. But go back to a year ago. This is where Rook Ororo really does need to be. I say it every year to Carl. Be the Kool-Aid man. Be that guy who's just the disruptive force, breaking things up, allowing everybody else to do their jobs on that edge. No one really knows who Morgan Fox is. That's a free agent we picked up. We do have other guys on depth, but he's an edge rusher. As far as inside, Rook Ororo and Onyemata, Kentavious Street, Taquan Graham. That's kind of your depth chart in the rotation in the middle. That's, to me, I'm with you. I'm lukewarm on it right now.
That's the only place. I mean, like, we're going to find out here pretty quickly. Again, teams will test that D-line. They're going to test our linebackers. But I will say this. The linebackers, from a speed standpoint, if everybody's healthy, this is as fast as we've been in a long time. Like, you got guys that can run sideline to sideline. And, Mike, you went out and got Diablo. I mean, like, you have guys that can cover. So I'm higher on the linebackers. But the thing with those guys is health. So
right again, we have not seen Troy Andersen in a minute, but and he's looking up technically at Divine Diablo, who we got from the Raiders as a free agent. But again, if you get a row, and Onyemata and the other guys in that rotation doing their job, that means the offensive line can't get to the second level, so you don't have to worry about Caden Ellis fighting off a lineman, so he can go freelance and do his thing.
Yeah, and again, Caden Ellis had a big year, led the league or led the team in tackles, and some people say it's a facade. I think that is all predicated on Rod using him in different ways and getting him in position to get to the football, because again, he became one of your pressure leaders at the end of the season and getting to the quarterback. Speaking of football, guys, Mark Schlitz on his way. He's going to join us coming up in the 3 o'clock hour as we'll get a chance to talk to Stink about all these things and much more. But yeah, I just feel like going in, if somebody said, hey guys, how do you feel right now about our position groups? That's where I am. To Mike's point earlier, he said this: we got a really good team, guys. I know it's hard because we blew it last year, but when you start looking at the foundation of this team, you go, this is a good team. The question is the coaching, and can they put it together not just for a little stretch? Can you finish games when you need to, right? Can you do the little things that make the difference in championship teams? And so that is what we have to find out. But the personnel, this is as good as we've had in a very long time.
Right. I mean, we always go back, to the 2016 team, and I think there's some similarities there. I think Leonard Floyd was a great signing for this team to add some experience. And a guy, he's going to give you 8 or 9 sacks. I mean, that's his resume right there. But how does this new Jeff Ulbrich defense, because look, Jimmy Lake was just a bad hire. It was a bad fit. Get loose and do their thing. Secondary, still some questions about it. I mean, you go by the numbers, we don't really maybe see it, but Mike Hughes gets good ranks. He's considered one of the better corners, top 50 at least, in the league opposite A.J. Terrell. Excited about the young guys, but these are untested pieces. Xavier Watts is a ball hawk. Billy Bowman is a ball hawking guy, but this is their first year in the NFL.
All right, let's talk about something that went down. And look, we're not scanning the league every day and seeing what quarterback injuries are happening.
But
Will Levis is out for the season. Now, Will Levis was a guy that the Titans drafted early in the second round a couple of seasons ago. Thought he might be the guy. He is having shoulder ending surgery, right shoulder. It happened last year, and it's been aggravated. And so now he's like, I'm just going to have the surgery and be done. Remember, they drafted Cam Ward. And ironically, we've talked about all these other guys. Nobody's talked about Cam Ward. Matter of fact, I don't even think I've mentioned Cam Ward on this show for the last 3 months. I'm being real.
There's an article in Sporting News last week. He's like the first round pick that, you said it, nobody is talking about, because Shedeur Sanders, I mean, whatever Cam Ward, if Cam Ward goes and has a great rookie year, he can send a Christmas card to Shedeur Sanders for taking all the pressure off of him.
It's true. So Cam is there. But the reason why Mike and I are bringing this up, and we're saying, look, okay, here we go. First injury. If you're thinking Kirk Cousins would want to go to the Titans because he just wants out to be a backup to a first overall pick, he's going to a worse situation there than he would be here.
Right. It's the same situation which alienated him enough to feel that he had to tell the coaching staff he was fine when he wasn't, because he had a guy over his shoulder. So, yeah, that's a no. You need a starting quarterback to get injured, much like, now you don't want to wish this on anybody, but this is what we need between now and the trade deadline.
Yeah. So, bottom line is, this is one, I think, of, as we know, many injuries that are going to play out in the NFL. We don't wish that on anybody, but, there are already people, oh, my God, Levis is hurt. This is where we need to send Cousins.
Nope.
That's not happening.
He's not going to sign off on it. He's got that control.
Yeah, it's not going
to
happen.
One thing, real quick, I know it's apples to oranges. We're talking about free agents or guys that have the ability to control where they're going. I meant to mention this at the top of the hour. Azuna, by the way he's talking, is like he sounds like he's willing to do whatever the Braves are willing to do.
If they want to trade
him. Even though he has that 10-5 control, 10-year veteran, 5-year with one team, he can veto a trade. But it sounds like Azuna, by the way, has no problem with whatever the Braves decide.
No, I think he understands and he's reading the tea leaves. Like, at the end of the day, here's what he knows. He's not back here next year. He knows that. So why not go somewhere where I can, try to build up for a potential deal there and go somewhere if they're going to send me maybe to a contender? The problem is, again, little return on investment. And I'm just saying this for all you folks out there who just think, okay, Ozuna, he played well for us. Somebody wants him. When guys have expiring contracts, right, Teams know, all right, I'm renting this player, and he has the chance to go wherever he wants, especially if you have no intention of doing a deal with him. So I'm not going to give you a frontline starter for that situation. I'm not going to do that. Right. Now, I'll give you a frontline starter for a guy like Mike. You're going to give me a second baseman who I've got control over for the next 5 or 6 years that's growing and going to be a player? That's a different conversation.
Right.
For a guy like Marcell Ozuna, that's where the Braves are going. Not between a rock and a hard place. It's just the nature of baseball when you make these deals.
Like, Ozzie's starting to catch a little bit of a spark, but if Ozzie, was batting 250 and had 16 home runs, You could trade him and do some, but again, you wouldn't want to trade him anyway because he's actually doing his job. Yeah. Last year with the injury, and then this year, as we said, just with the St. Louis series and what you saw at times against New York in game one, looks like Ozzie was maybe starting to come out of it. But yeah, there's just not really a big market value. Guy just said, what are you going to get? Carl just said it. You'll get a prospect. You know, whatever you do, this is where teams have to scout other teams and know what their system is. You've seen the movie Moneyball, you know? I don't know if AA Carl's going to have a coffee filter filled with popcorn like Billy Bean's character played by Brad Pitt, but that's how you go, and you got to have your Jonah Hill character who knows what you're getting in return for these guys.
Yeah, and I get it. I mean, we're all like, man, we got to do something. Not really.
Do what?
Not really.
You're the fourth worst team in the National League. I was going to save this for Guy Chalk.
Fire sale it.
And that's official. You can run that. And I Mike Bell, and I approve that message.
Yeah.
Drunk Larry, God bless him. Yes, he's called Drunk Larry for a reason. Braves are winning on Saturday. He goes and puts $125 on him at 200-1.
On the game?
On the World Series.
Is he crazy?
Yes. Now, granted, Larry's about six Miller Lights into the afternoon in the hot sun. But I'm like, what are you, nuts? But that's Larry is kind of, I got to be honest, a cross-section of some of our audience who will not accept that the Braves are cooked. They will not accept that this team is done. We're not done to go win a World Series, but we're done for this year. Guys aren't hitting. And if you do get the hitting like they did on Saturday, your bullpen was horrible. By the way, that game set back relief pitching 10 years.
It was bad.
Between the Yankees and the Braves, that was ugly.
No, look, the bullpen has been a disaster, but no more so than Saturday night.
You know what Larry was? And by the way, it's Brandon Gaudin's fault, next time we have Brandon on, in FanDuel, because they're talking about second-half stats for Michael Harris, second-half stats for Ozzie, how good the Braves are. Okay, prove it to me, because I don't see it happening. Historically, yes. But unfortunately, even in 22 and 23... And even making the run 24, you still didn't have enough pitching to do anything in the postseason anyway.
Bullpen, by the way, ERA, they're 15th in the league in ERA. Starting pitching, 16th in the league. And it's not going to get any better because you just don't have guys to bring those numbers down consistently. But, yeah, the bullpen was a complete wreck on Saturday night. Ozuna, by the way, what does he hit, Mike? Last 60 games before the break. So this is how you judge him because you can't judge him for three games where he went 0-4 yesterday. 217, 8 home runs, 59 strikeouts.
Oof.
He says the hip has been fine. He just lost his timing. That's what he said.
I mean, plausible. I mean, I don't know if other teams are going to buy that. But, yeah, he's batting 139 for the month of July.
Yeah. So, for everyone, it's like, oh, Ozuna's played well. He did. He carried us for the first 3 months.
Hell, he carried us for 2 years.
And now he's not. And so, I'm just saying, I don't think that's going to happen. But we'll see. 404-726-0929. And we're just talking about all the scenarios, guys, because this is the reality. Any of this could happen before the trade deadline. You don't have to wait to the deadline.
Right.
You could do this between now and the 31st. But as you take in and you listen to different teams and what their needs are and how you want to approach next season, right, what do you want to do? How do you want this to look? And if you feel like the plan, Mike, next season is, look, Drake's not going to play catcher every day, but he's going to be in this lineup as our DH. Okay, well, that answers one question.
Right.
What other questions do you have? And then how much of the control as far as salary goes that you have over these other guys that you feel like it is cheaper to keep her, then move on from them and go get some other bum that you guys feel like is going to take their place and we're going to be so much better for it.
Yeah, and it's funny because I was joking around about the hitting instructor. I mean, they got to evaluate every aspect of this team.
Absolutely.
I mean, Snicker is technically a lame duck. He doesn't have a contract after this year. Nobody's talked about that. You know, Grant, when I brought it up a few months ago, I was just under the impression that this is going to be Snicker's last hurrah. I would imagine sometime in the next few weeks, don't you feel somebody's going to say something about Snicker? I mean, you're telling me they're going to just let it play out and that'll be it? And he'll wander off into the sunset?
Look, I think that part of it, you can wait to the end of the season. Do you guys think Snicker's going to want a big send-off or something?
That's not his style.
No, I don't think that's what he wants. So I think you can wait till the end of the year, Mike, to make that announcement if that's what's going to happen. Well, hell, who knows? Maybe behind closed doors, Snicker's like, this ain't our year, but I want to come back and make one more run at it. I don't know. But we're going to find that out, too. I'm with you. They need to evaluate everybody. Everybody needs to be evaluated. All right, man, we're talking about the Braves coming off that Yankee series, which, again, we lost. And Saturday night was just – that was a kick in the blank.
And I tweeted after the game on Sunday, which was also frustrating. I'm going round around. Carl's laughing during the break, because I'm going round around with a listener. The only city I've ever lived in where people basically will defend the baseball team not doing everything in their power to try to win a championship. And not this year, because as we said, this year speaks for itself. But I'm talking about the previous years, because I'm of the opinion, and I might be wrong on this, but I've always felt that they don't give Alex Carl enough money to do what he needs to do. And what's more money? No, not the Yankees, not the Mets. It's Philly. Philly's market 5, we're market 7. They spent $70 more million. That's, to me, Carl, that's the money which is frontline pitching, which allow you to absorb the hits you took this year, with Sale being out until God knows when. Same goes for Schwellenbach. I mean, this is just, you know, you lost Smith-Shawver for the season. Every year, even the year you won this World Series, you don't have enough money. And the guy's like, what's your point? My point is, why are we fans? Why have we rooted for this team that did not basically put more money back into it?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
When MLB talent takes the field, reactions get loud.
Aaron Judge with a blast.
Oh my God!
Whole scheme. Struck him out with 102.
Laser beam.
Ohtani, inevitable.
Walk off, baby. This is the best.
Witness baseball greatness for yourself at the ballpark.
Yeah.
Baseball is something else.
Yes.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Like they should have. Yeah, signing these guys for deals like Strider and Harris, but that's pennies on the dollar compared to what other teams are doing. Those are great deals, and you got salary control, but where's the money for the pitching you need that we've needed every year? 23, Carl, that year. 22, going to the NLDS with 2.5 arms. So I'll defend Alex, as I don't think Alex ever gets all the full financial support that he should be from this organization.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.